It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Here we go.
Is that like every party scene in Vegas? Sounds of Vegas. I love it. Cofield back here as we're getting ready for another game in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll hand it off at 5 o'clock to ESPN for the Cavs and the Celtics. That was actually some video that was captured by Brian McKinney of himself and partying here in Vegas. I think it was last week. I think it was at rehab. Brian McKinney joined us on the horn here in Vegas. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Yep, I just had a great time out in Vegas, and that's when I launched my product, Repaint.
Okay, there you go. I want to talk about your new product here in a couple minutes. So what did you do while you're in Vegas? Was that right? Was that a rehab to start over at the Hard Rock?
I was at the Hard Rock. Flo Rida had a concert there, so I joined him because he's from Miami as well. We joined him for his concert, and that was actually a good time. So I like rehab. I feel like it might have been my first or second time over there.
Is that right? You hadn't been here many times before?
I've been to Vegas, but I'm not sure if I've ever been to rehab.
Oh, okay.
But I had a great experience.
All right. Brian McKinney, a longtime player in the NFL, now retired. So I want to hear about this product. You got a new product you're tied to, drinkrepent.com.
I have a product that I'm actually a part owner of, and yes, it's called Repent. And the difference between this one and the rest of them is because ours has nanotechnology where we're able to shrink the minerals and vitamins to get back into your system, such as B12, potassium, and things like that, to kick your headache and the hangover feeling.
All right. And it's called Repent. The website's drinkrepent.com.
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I want to hear, but, well, first of all, I wanted to ask you, how hard is it after you play in the NFL to kind of find that next mission or, you know, find a good business to get tied to?
It can be hard for some people, but I was always social. As y'all may have heard, you know, while I was still playing, so I was always, you know, out and about doing stuff. So I took some time off when I retired just to kind of just relax and chill and gained a bunch of weight, and then I started to get back into working out and stuff like that. So then I just started thinking of things that made sense to fit, you know, my brand, and people knew me for hanging out. But now, you know, some of my friends are getting older. I'm not, but I had to do something to help them, you know, bounce back. So I came up with this idea, like, we need a legit hangover cure, so Repent it is.
Brian McKinney's with us. You played at 6'8", 355. When you said you gained weight, like, how heavy did you get?
So put on 60. But I'm spiraling back down.
Put on 60, 400-pounder. Awesome.
Yes, I've lost 40 of it so far.
Wow, the thing is, if you're 6'8", 415, it still carries pretty well. If you're like me and you're 5'9", 415, it ain't working too well.
Right.
So we were talking about finding business opportunities. How about the flip side of that? How many come your way and you're like, bro, like, you gotta stop? Like, how many pitches do you get when you've made good money in the NFL after your career? I mean, I would assume people are coming at you in waves.
They do. But see, this is my thing. I like to do things that I actually have an interest in, because then therefore I'm going to look it up, I'm going to do the research on everything. But you know, people try to make you do stuff that they want to do or they like, and just use your money to do it. I'm never with that. I like to be a part of it, and I'm very hands-on, so it has to be something that I actually have an interest in, so I can just, you know, really be hands-on with it.
What's the worst pitch you got? Can you remember a product where you were like, what are you talking about? That's not going to work.
I can't off the top of my head, because I probably just blocked it out of my whole memory bank, period, because I know I just knew it wasn't going to work. But at the top of my head, I can't think of a bad pitch. But I know I've gotten a few over the years. And it's always somebody want to use your money, but they're not putting up with you.
Of course. Brian McKinney's on the horn with us. Former NFL offensive lineman. Big guy, 6'8", 355. He's got his new Repent drink. Drinkrepent.com, as you can go find out about it. By the way, is it being distributed out here in Vegas already, or is it coming?
Soon it will be. So right now people can just go to the website, drinkrepent.com, but it'll be in like 7-Elevens very soon. And then from there, I believe we're going to work on like Walmarts and stuff like that.
All right. So you said you've been to Vegas, you know, more than a few times. What are your thoughts on an NFL team landing here in a couple of years in the Raiders?
I always thought that would be kind of weird because, you know, you're not allowed to gamble while you're in the NFL, but you're going to throw everybody in a city like Vegas where that's what it's known for. So, I mean, I don't know what people get in trouble if they get caught in casino gambling or, like, I don't know what that situation is going to be.
Well, I would have to assume, well, sports gambling is going to be legal in a bunch of states by the time the Raiders get here. I would
right,
think,
but would you think it would be legal in the NFL still?
No, no, I don't think you'll be able to bet on, you'll get in trouble if you're caught in a sports bar.
Right.
But I don't think there's any way they can tell players anymore that they have to stay out of casinos. I think it's just going to be too much to manage there.
I definitely think so, too. So, other than that, I mean, I feel like it brings another aspect to Vegas, you know, out there. But I just, from that standpoint of the casino and gambling thing, I just wasn't sure.
You know, I always want to ask players, like, you're in Florida now. You grew up in South Jersey. I'm also a Jersey guy from Central Jersey.
Jersey, okay.
There you go, right? You went to Woodbury?
Woodbury High School, yeah.
By the way, did you play high school basketball?
I started off playing basketball growing up, but then by the time I got to high school, I think I might have played my freshman year, but then I stopped and was, like, really playing football.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know, because I think, because basketball, like, practice was, like, the day after our last game, and I was like, I didn't go to the tryout, so I didn't make it.
What was the coach? You got a 6'8", you got a 6'8", dude, you're not,
right.
I'd be all over you to come out, like, you got to play.
It was, like, the very next day, like, tryouts was the very next day, and it was just, like, I had a game, like, say, that Saturday, and tryouts, you had to be there, like, Sunday.
Tryouts?
And I didn't go, so,
what?
Yeah, you said
by the way,
tryout.
How tall were you when you were a freshman in high school?
Freshman, I was probably, like, 6'3", 6'4". I know 10th grade, I was 6'5", so freshman year, I was probably like 6'3".
Who's a coach at Woodbury? He's making you try out.
You know, they made everybody try out then.
Oh, God. You're on the team. Come on. And plus, if I remember correctly, Woodbury's kind of a small school. It's not like there's,
It definitely is.
It's like group one or group two by classification.
Got to graduate like 90-something people.
Oh, my God. What? Is that coach still coaching? My God.
No, definitely going. I think somebody I went to school with is now coaching.
Well, that's funny. That kind of happens. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, I'm 38.
Right.
Brian McKinney's on the horn with us. Former Viking, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens. Finished up at the end of his career with the Dolphins. So I want to ask about each one of your teams you played with. First of all, the Vikings. What do you think about the Vikings this year, and did you like that they basically moved on from Teddy Bridgewater and Keenum to pay Kirk Cousins a boatload of money?
Well, I just think that was a decision based off of how well the season went this year. But I definitely followed their season, you know, last year. I was hoping they could make it to the Super Bowl because it was in Minnesota, because I came to Minnesota for the Super Bowl. But also, I'm from South Jersey, so that the Eagles made it, I wasn't mad at that either. Bridgewater, hopefully he can find himself, you know, somewhere else and get another opportunity to become a starter. But I like the direction that the Vikings are going in. Listen, you see, I'm talking like really like trying to be very precise and make sure I don't say the wrong thing.
You don't have to do that. Just don't curse on air. That's all. As long as you know it's not a podcast or satellite, so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
How about the Ravens? The Ravens actually drafted Lamar Jackson, who's a South Florida guy, Miami area guy, who went to Louisville. What do you think about his future in the NFL?
The Ravens actually drafted my nephew, too. People don't probably realize this. On my dad's side, he has other kids, and my older sister, that's her son, he got drafted in the fourth round by the Ravens.
Who's that?
But I think the Ravens, Anthony Avery.
Okay.
So I think the Ravens came from Alabama. I think the Ravens are trying to go in the right direction because I feel like they've been having trouble making the playoffs the past few years. But and then this was Ozzie. This is a big thing for Ozzie, too. This is his last year, too, so we'll just see how things go because, I mean, they're trying to cause conflict at the quarterback position I've seen. And I just want to see how things pan out.
Now, you live in Miami. We're talking to Brian McKinney, former offensive lineman in the National Football League. He's got his new Repent Drink hangover cure.
Yeah.
You can go to drinkrepent.com to find out more about it. What's the vibe in Miami right now with the Dolphins? Are people annoyed because they got rid of some of their big ticket items? They didn't bring the quarterback.
I never understand what the Dolphins be doing, honestly. Because it's like you got rid of a guy. Guess what? He won the Super Bowl, so that was a blessing for him. But it's like a lot of just different things that goes on. I'm just like, who's sitting up here maybe they need to drink repent before they make their decisions.
Get a clear head. Is that what's right. We have accusations by Bryant that the Dolphins management's just kind of drunk all the time.
No, but I just don't understand some decisions. But I mean, maybe they do, but I guess they do and nobody else does. Who knows? But hopefully they'll pull it together.
All right, one final important issue we have to get to.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to come clean, maybe make a movie, be part of a documentary? We want to know what the true story was behind the Vikings love cruise. The Vikings love cruise. Come on, Bryant.
I'll say that for a book. That'd be me. So I can become a top seller.
Right? That's got to be like an HBO movie.
Could be, actually.
Might be something that goes on youporn.com. It's funny. I saw Fred Smoot talked about it like 3 years ago.
I saw he was coming out with a book. I seen Fred Smoot on a site like leading up to the Super Bowl, and then I seen him again on Santana Marcus podcast. And I was like, "Well, is he coming out with a book? Because he's like on a little tour. If he's talking about this,
yep,
boat party." But
you guys got to tell the stories, man. You know,
yeah,
you
got to
tell the story. They're not going to arrest you now. I think. I don't think they can arrest you.
I mean, we already, had probation and all that, so we're past that.
That's a good point, actually. I wound up turning into misdemeanor nonsense.
Right. So they can't go back on that again. It's like, yeah. Oh well.
Look, you know what? Looking back on that, if that was anywhere else but Minnesota, you guys wouldn't have gotten popped.
No, if it was Miami, we wouldn't have at all.
Man, Miami, that would have been like a team party.
Right, that's basically what it was. Supposed to be.
All right, well,
hey,
you know
we went on to win 6 games straight after that, so it kind of serves a little purpose.
See, every team should do that. Yeah, don't tell Goodell that, but every team should do that. it's a bonding moment. Hey, Bryant, we appreciate it. Good luck with your drink. Repent and
thank you very much.
Everyone out there, go to drinkrepent.com. Thanks for a couple minutes.
Thank you.
There you go, Bryant McKinney.